I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, Sri Lanka marked the 10th anniversary of the end of the war with the Tamil rebels. It comes as hate speech, reprisal violence, and chaos mark the nation's recovery from the Easter bombings. Asian Access plans on helping organize all-night prayer vigils in all 9 provinces. Sachini, an Asian Access worker, tells us,
"We have been praying for a revival in Sri Lanka for quite some time now. And we have really been believing that God is about to do something big. Of course, we didn't expect something this devastating to take place. But unlike other situations where we endured devastation, this time there is a sense of hope within the church."
And have you listened to the Unconventional Ministry podcast yet? Well, the podcast is hosted by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 recently launched the podcast to bring together the unique and creative ways that ministry is conducted. And every Tuesday, they drop a new episode. Dennis Weens with Sat7 says, today, that episode includes an interview with Judy Douglas from CRU.
CRU is one of our partners in the Middle East, and very significant how they help across the countries that we reach as a broadcast ministry. So Judy is talking about the ministry of CRU. And I think she's going to talk a little bit about her new book she just wrote.
We'll connect you with how to listen at missionnews.org. But for now, ask God to use this broadcast to unite His church and make His love available across the nations. And together, let's find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7 offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.